This is Mucho African Radio. My name is Murat Nahimana. I am your young show host journalist at the Delmore Buddy Day Learning Institute for the Conference of Reflecting to Action, Ubuntu-Centered Perspective in Education. Can you tell us about your journey and yourself?
Kanika Watkins Jackson, and I'm here doing some reflections and storytelling with Mucho Radio, so that's exciting. I guess I'll just start with a little bit about myself. So, again, my name is Kanika, and I am born here in Nova Scotia and very proudly part of the historical African Nova Scotian community, specifically through my mother's side. So my mother was born and raised in Lake Loon, Cherry Brook, specifically more Lake Loon, but my family definitely resides from Lake Loon, Cherry Brook, specifically looking, when you reflect back, to my family and ancestors, looking at the Bernard family, the Sparks, the Drummonds. So very proud of that legacy and that history. So that is the history on my maternal side. So, you know, coming from such rich history of the Black Loyalists, the Black refugees, and on my father's side, coming from Antigua in the Caribbean. So it's a beautiful mix of historical African Nova Scotian, but also the African diaspora coming together. In terms of my reflections and thinking about the conference, number one, I was really excited to hear when I did find out about the conference, specifically because they were doing a reflection and a look back to the Black Report. And the Black Report is something that, you know, growing up, you've always heard about. We have the copies, the hard copies in the house growing up. But also over the years, even through my own education and when I was doing my master's in Toronto at York University, you know, there was really, I found at that level of schooling, there was really an opportunity for some uniqueness within your studies. And so we were looking at the history of higher education in Canada. And so I was able to take that and really turn that into a narrative that really reflected myself and reflected the communities and the history that I come from, and looked at the history of higher education in Nova Scotia and specifically for the African Nova Scotian community. And so really that was, I would say, my first real introduction to the Black Report, because I used and looked and read the Black Report for part of my research. And so that, you know, would have been, geez, maybe about 10, 15 years ago. And so to hear that they're putting together a conference to look at that report 30 years ago, and also bringing people to speak who were so integral in that report, and, you know, representing different community organizations, and, you know, it was really like, yeah, this is the place I really want to be and something that I want to hear about and learn from those that were there, from the origins of it. But then to also, you know, hear the perspectives of those that have learned a lot from those pioneers, but also thinking about what are the next steps. So I think that part of it is what drew me to come. Now that I was here and had the experience to really listen, and of course, I cannot forget that, you know, the keynote was Dr. Malefi Asante, somebody that I have definitely been exposed to from a child, based on, you know, being brought to lecture as a child, that he came to Vancouver, where I lived for a number of years, and then also just knowing the connection to him being so integral and part of the Afrocentric Learning Institute that was developed here, that, you know, my family was very much a part of and leading. So the opportunity to hear him speak and meet him as an adult was really special. And I think what really stuck for me in all of this reflection, especially when you think of Afrocentricity, was when really looking at the origins and not losing sight of that. Our origin story and our history is something that we don't necessarily see reflected in the school system. When I look at my own schooling from kindergarten to grade 12, finishing an undergraduate degree and a master's degree, and not learning about myself and my history, but thankfully came from a family that really valued that. And so was able to always be exposed to elements of that outside of the school system. But how powerful would that have been to be able to do that within the school system? And so Malefi's talk around understanding of our origin stories and who we are and the beginnings of humanity, I think a lot of times, sometimes people look at that and they may think, well, why does that matter now? That was so long ago. Why is that important? And I heard themes throughout the whole 2 days of why that's important. And I think one of the main themes is really instilling a sense of cultural identity, pride, confidence, self-esteem. Those are things that are very important within education and who you are as a person and what you think you're even capable of doing. And it was really amazing to hear the South African experience and them also really seeing the value of incorporating the Indigenous knowledge that they're doing, whether it's through the courses, they have a whole program now, because, you know, it really is showing and demonstrating how important it is for us to be rooted in our understanding of who we are. And so when I think about that, and I think about these 2 days, and we think about next steps, you know, you think about it from so many different levels. You think about it from your own personal position, but then you go a little broader and you think about it from your own family. And my daughter, who's 8, and how she's growing and what she thinks of herself and what she's been exposed to and how important that is, and supplementing her learning, knowing that she's not going to necessarily get it in school. But I will have to say, I was really impressed that one day my daughter came home and she had this paper and she said, look, mommy, look what we did in school. And it was a whole worksheet on Ubuntu. And she said they had an assembly where they learned all about Ubuntu and the principles of Ubuntu and how to incorporate it in their classroom dynamic. So I was like, okay, things are definitely. And so I say that to also recognize that within the understanding that we have a long way to go, it's still always good to celebrate when you do see some value and improvement in things, and the excitement that she came home with, that she was learning that, is really beautiful. As I reflect on the last 2 days as well, I think something that, you know, really, I think, caught my heart a lot, and I heard very clearly from a lot of the speakers too, was around the importance of collaboration and the importance of everyone working together. And there was a lot of acknowledgement of the many different organizations and community partners that came together to create the Black Report, and not just the Black Report, but there was a lot of organizations doing some really powerful work in the African Nova Scotian community beforehand, that, and it's all a ripple effect. You know, it led to the development of lots of different programs and organizations for the community. And I think that it was also mentioned a lot about mentorship. And I think that's really important as we think about what is the next phase of the Black Report and what is the next phase of Afrocentricity in Nova Scotia. And the beauty of it is that I heard the names and saw the people, you know, who have been such pioneers in the community and pioneers around Afrocentricity in the Black Report, and they're still here. You know, we did hear about a number of folks that were the original, part of the original advisory committee, that have now transitioned and become our ancestors. But there's a number of people that are still here today. And I think it's a beautiful opportunity for folks like myself and others to really be able to learn a lot from those that are still here and how to really continue this work in such a respectful and honorable and beautiful way. And so I'm really excited about that. And I'm really interested in that part of it as well, to really be able to, you know, in an essence, sit at the heels of those that have so much knowledge and experience of doing this work within our African Nova Scotian community, and also being able to kind of bring that next level of what it is and hear their wisdom, but also connecting it with, you know, the next generation and what are some of the things that we're experiencing, that we're seeing, some of the avenues that we can see that we can bring this forward in, because the landscape is different. Everything has shifted so much. And there's many of us in different places that I think that we can really continue to move this forward. And so I'm really excited about what that looks like. And so for the conference in May, looking forward to opportunities to continue to build upon this conversation, but also really excited and interested in both hearing some of the practical kind of next steps of how we are going to really continue to build those circles, and those circles of learning, those circles of healing, those circles where we can really continue this for the next generation. You know, we all think of, you know, we're never doing anything just for the moment, and we're always, you know, continuing to build on what was done against Sankofa, what was in the past, but also bringing it back to what we need to do in the future for the next generation. So really excited for that, and just really humbled and honored by all the people who've done such amazing work to bring us to where we are today.
Thank you, Kaneka, for being on Witcher Radio.
Thank you.